Good morning, everybody. This is Thomas speaking, your holiday homes and vacation rental expert. So today I would like to talk with you about a really cool thing I learned about just recently, and it's what is the core imperative of business. So why do we do business? What's the core essence, the core idea of doing business together? So if you're interested in that, then let's stay tuned and we'll go ahead in a second. So I've been thinking a lot quite lately on this whole concept of the irresistible offer, and there are a couple of books out there, and I've first got in touch with that idea with the book Expert Secrets from Russell Brunson. And one of the things they talk about all the time is the core imperative of business, or the core idea of doing business. So the idea of today is to dive a little deeper and think about this idea. So what is in the true core, what's the idea behind why do we do deals together? And the idea that we'll talk about will give you a clear starting point that will let you see through a morass of business trends and theories. So it's very simple, very clean, and quite to the point. So just think about it. In order to do business in this world, what's the one thing you need? So the one thing you absolutely positively cannot do without. So think about it. What could that be? Is it a business card? Probably not. Do you need an office to do business? No, not really. Is it some sort of, do you need a smartphone or be connected to the internet or have some sort of super fancy MacBook? No, you don't. And you know what? The cool thing is, it's not even about a product. So think about it. It goes all back to when we were still living in the caves and we were trading mammoth stuff versus new stones or new clubs. So from the very beginning on, all business can be boiled down to one simple thing: is it's an offer. Yes, you heard me right. Just a plain quid pro quo offer. So you scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's an offer. So you might say, hey Thomas, but what does it mean, an offer? What's an offer? How, what can I, can let me think about it a little more. So very simple, when you go out with your kids, it's a summer day and you come by an ice cream shop. So your kids are yelling, yeah, I want ice cream. So what does the ice cream man offer to you? It's very simple. You give him money and he will give you refreshment, or he will give you candy, or he will give you sweets. So another example, when you think about real estate, when you think about banking or financing, so what's a banker's offer? So maybe not today, but back in the days it was, I'm the banker, you let me borrow your money and I'll give you some interest. So that's the offer. Hey, let's share it. You give me the money you have and you don't need, and in return I will give you some interest. And then you could think about, oh, is it a valid offer, is it a legit offer? Offer, do I want to take it or not? Or when you think about the government, when president elections, so what's the offer a government can make? So it's very simple. It's, you pay us taxes and we'll protect you from anything bad. So you can go on and on and on and on and on. You can go about hospitals, you can go about taxi drivers, you can go about consultants, whatever they are. They all make offers, and you can think about it whether or not you will accept the offer. So business simply does not get done. In fact, it doesn't even start until an offer is made. So business only happens when somebody proposes something to somebody else and the other one accepts. So that's very simple. That's the core essence of business. Make an offer. Some will say, well, okay, that's oversimplifying. Thomas, you're underestimating the value of public relations, of marketing, of surveys, of focus groups. Yes, that's true, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to what do you do in marketing? So you say, hey, we have this cool new product and we have this new washing machine. It's super fancy. It's super nice. It's super connected to the internet. It washes your clothes even though you don't recognize it and all within 10 minutes and doesn't cost you anything. And the clothes come out and are nicely folded again. So that's an offer. And you can say, okay, do I want the trade, the money I have? In versus that washing machine that somehow helps me simplify my life. It's not about how fast it turns or how, from a technological standpoint, how nice it is. No, it's about what's the value I'm getting out of it. And all of the sales finesse in the world won't make up for a dissatisfied buyer if you don't address the buyer's core issues. So if I'm happy with my washing machine, if I'm happy with the product I'm using, so you can have the best salesperson in the world, he cannot sell me a new washing machine because I already have mine and it's working and it's fine and I don't need a new one. So you have to address the core issues from a buyer, and once you do that, then you can make a sale. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So that's what I wanted to talk about, and I find that so fascinating because it's so simple, it's so easy. So it comes down to making offers. So if you want to have somebody who wants should give you money, then you have to offer something that somehow satisfies his needs or desires or wishes this person has. So you offer him X and he gives you money. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So think about it, and over the next couple of episodes in this podcast, we'll dive a little deeper into that, and towards the vision of the whole thing is go a little into this discussion of what an irresistible offer is and how that relates to real estate and holiday homes. So thanks for listening. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye.